Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Well, maybe not the surprise that everybody was expecting, but obviously no surprise that Donald Trump cleanly wins the New Hampshire primary. Nikki Haley, though, saying she's going to stay in the race, that the first in the nation is not last in the nation. But we're going to break it down here a little bit, folks, of course, because what has really changed since yesterday to today? There are some factors, but it would still seem that Donald Trump continues on his march towards the GOP nomination. And I think one of the big questions that we start with is whether or not this is now really a general election campaign. Can Nikki Haley have a path? Can she run a general election campaign? But the one thing that we are hearing, though, is that New Hampshire voters did prefer this to be a two-person race, essentially, and that's what it's going to be moving on to South Carolina, for example. So, folks, yes, it ain't over yet, but we are seeing, I think, the beginning of the end, I believe. All right, folks, Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you this morning. It is the Wednesday edition of the program, and of course, we have so much to talk about with the New Hampshire primary, of course, coming to a conclusion, and a very good conclusion, obviously, for Donald Trump, and still a good showing for Nikki Haley. If you're looking at the final tallies, basically, it's about 55% to about 43% right now. And while still a pretty good lead, it does show that some voters out there were not going to vote for Donald Trump. But were they voting for Nikki Haley, or were they voting against Donald Trump, or were they simply trying to maybe throw a monkey wrench into things? So we'll talk about that here on the program this morning. Once again, good morning, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. And we have so much to talk about. As I said, go to KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com if you'd like to send us a direct message this morning. We've already heard from Richard the Marine up there from his vantage point on the central coast of Oregon this morning. He said, good morning, Mr. Kyle. What a week. Feel like a duck, an Oregon duck, that is. I'm sure 42 degrees, rain, and get this, folks, and lightning as well. Semper Fi, Richard. Well, Semper Fi to you, Richard, as well. We appreciate it. And definitely batten down the hatches. And hopefully you don't have to build an ark of any kind or float away. But just be careful, of course. But also, folks, the telephone number, if you'd like to be part of the program this morning, 949-822-7959. That number again, 949-822-7959. Operators are standing by, of course. And once again, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com. You can also find me on Facebook and also on X there as well. And we did have a question that came in over today, as a matter of fact, looking for the podcast for the program. We are working on that, and we may have something in the interim as well. But we are getting questions about that, and we do definitely want to provide that for you. And so we're working on it, folks. And one of the things, by the way, too, I want to make sure that I say, and that I say more often here on the program, is that this is truly the best job in the world. And I have you to thank for that and all of the great messages. And what we're building here on this program is so important. And it's very personally important to me. And I appreciate each and every one of you as we move forward into this election season. Because the New Hampshire primary has shown us a lot, I think. President Trump, as I said, winning handily. No real surprise there. Nikki Haley, though, garnering some votes. But here's one of the interesting things about Nikki Haley and these votes is that about, according to one of the exit polls that we saw. I believe about 80% of the voters were enthusiastically voting for Donald Trump, 80% of the Republicans. Now, about or people who voted for Donald Trump, of those 80% were very enthusiastic. But then when it comes to Nikki Haley, it looks like about 30% were more enthusiastic about voting for Nikki Haley, with the balance of all that being essentially some that did not want to vote for Donald Trump, okay, basically, you know, don't like what he stands for or don't like him. So this is a big deal, because when it comes to the enthusiasm factor, that is key. So I think one of the questions becomes, will it be easier to get voters who would have supported Nikki Haley for whatever reason they're supporting Nikki Haley? Is it easier to get them to come over to the Trump side as these primaries go on? Or is it easier for those who enthusiastically are voting for Donald Trump in droves, is it easier to get them to go over to the Nikki Haley side? I would say that it's much harder to do that, because Nikki Haley and Trump, and by the way, we'll hear some audio clips here on the other side of the break. This is a shorter segment, the first part of the program. But I would perchance to think that some of these things that we're hearing about Nikki Haley and so forth, and the attitude towards her, I think would preclude a lot of very passionate Trump voters going to vote for Nikki Haley in the primaries. General election, that's also a very interesting proposition, I think, because as you go through, and if you were in the real live general election, Nikki Haley would, if she is the nominee, are there those who would then hold their nose and vote for Nikki Haley? We kind of asked the same question yesterday on the program. Are there those that would hold their nose and vote for Nikki Haley? Or would they simply say, she really doesn't represent me. She really doesn't represent what I really want to have happen in this country. I don't think that she's going to implement the Trump-style policies to which I think most of the Republican Party seems to be in agreement upon. And so I may just stay home. So, yes, when Nikki Haley says it's not over yet, she's not wrong in the grand sense. But this is one of those things where you have to get these things ironed out. Unity is going to be incredibly important. It is for any party going into a general election like this. But in a divided America, the way that we're divided, there has to be a way to navigate that. But, of course, what's the big thing here? The big thing is Joe Biden, and making sure that Joe Biden and Joe Biden administration doesn't serve another term. That's right. Stay right there, folks. We're coming right back.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Bright and early, and we are rocking the airwaves this morning, no doubt about that. And that's one of our jobs, by the way, here on this program. We're designed to make sure that you have a great morning and that you're having a great time and that we're having fun and that we're talking about these very important things that are happening. And I can't think of anything more important right now than obviously the future of our country and the New Hampshire primary, of course, one more stepping stone to trying to make things better, obviously. But was it really what Nikki Haley thought that it might be? And of course, she was very enthusiastic, and why wouldn't you be? This is all part and parcel of getting up and giving a speech following that. But again, the divide that exists within the country, there's a smaller microcosm of that now, with some in the Republican Party, some who are evidently believing or feeling that they do not want Donald Trump to advance. Now, but again, I think it's really important to find out that among these different voters, you do have many that were not voting for Nikki Haley because they were so enthusiastic. And by the way, folks, Kyle Warren with you. We're glad to be back with the program here. 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program this morning. You can also head over to KyleWarrenShow.com. See, I'm so excited. I'm not even doing the identifications when we come back from break. But that just goes with the territory, folks. Because this is a very exciting time, no doubt about that at all. Very exciting time. And again, when you take a look at the percentage of perhaps Democrats that voted for Nikki Haley, I think it was running around 12% or something, according to some of these different exit polls and so forth. Donald Trump, of course, would be almost negligible for sure. But definitely the divide that exists in the country, again, is a microcosm, or we're seeing a microcosm with what's happening in the Republican Party. But will Nikki Haley be able to make that case? I think when people look at some of the support that she has, when you know that the Democrat Party, I think, very much wants Nikki Haley, I think, to do a lot of damage to Donald Trump, if not be the nominee. This is why I think you see some Democrats, you know, wanting to make sure they can vote in some of these primaries, evidently, in order to try to skew some of those results. But I do think the Democrat Party elite are very concerned about Donald Trump getting the nomination and then going on to become president of the United States. They've tried everything. They're going to try more stuff. And whatever they can throw up against the wall, they will do. And that's why it's going to become very, 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 very rough and tumble. Here's another interesting exit poll data that we have. And that is, this actually comes from CNN, I believe. They polled, as these exit polls were going on, among Trump voters, the question was, do you think Biden won 2020 legitimately? Among Trump voters, yes was 17%. No was 80%. Now get this, among Haley voters, the yes answer was 83%, and the no answer was 15%. Almost exactly inverse, just flipped over in terms of where some of these voters are coming from. So that tells me that there is a gap. But these gaps, I think, are going to become less and less important in the grand sense when you start looking at what the stakes are moving forward into 2024. And again, it's the question, is there going to be a large percentage of voters that will hold their nose and vote for either of the candidates? Now, one of the other issues that is there, and I think we just have to acknowledge that, and that is, for some voters, and maybe many, if Trump is convicted on something, that could make a difference to them. So, but of course, that has not happened yet. It's all theoretical right now, and Donald Trump is able to capitalize on the idea that they are coming after me. They're coming to get me. They're literally trying to put together anything they possibly can. These multiple lines of attack, multiple lawsuits, multiple indictments, all these things are designed to do one thing, which is actually manifested and, for example, the Supreme Court of the state of Colorado, or in Maine, the Secretary of State there, saying, "Okay, Trump, you can't even be on the ballot. We just want to kick you off the ballot. We don't even want these voters who want to enthusiastically vote for you to be able to vote for you." So that's like the ultimate manifestation of that. But and I do think that in so many ways it is backfiring, because the American people see that, and I heard somebody say the other day, I think it was last night, as a matter of fact, had they gone after Trump for one thing, like, okay, this is, that we think that you're guilty of doing this, whatever that might be, and they would go after Trump, that might actually even have a larger impact. But what happens is that the electorate, and some that may not even be, you know, MAGA Republicans, or they may not you sort of hang on Trump's every word, or they may not be passionately supporting Donald Trump, they will look at these multiple lines of attack and say, that's not fair. And I think it works to Trump's advantage, because Donald Trump does not come off as one of the elite that are disconnected, that are far away from the public. You know, I think even the Chinese, the ancient Chinese had a saying, right? The mountain is high, and, you know, and the emperor is far away. So there's this idea that there's a disconnection. And you could probably say that for almost any kind of sovereign or you know, from times before and so forth, that there was this sort of nobility class that ruled everything, but they didn't really understand what's happening at the 1 foot level. And to some degree today, there is that in terms of some of the very elite and so forth. But you get the point. But Trump never, ever was in that category. Trump always has been accessible. And he's been seen, for lack of a better expression, as an everyman. In other words, not someone who is sort of this you know, nobility by birth or by blood or something like that, with a title, you know, this kind of thing, but somebody who worked his way up and was able to create a real estate empire. And I think people have respect for that, if it's Trump or not. In other words, take Trump, the person, out of the equation. But people see that if you're able to talk to the electrician who's putting in the wiring in your building, and, you know, and engage and talk and be genuine, and that's the key phrase here, be genuine, and then, you know, also run in other circles where you're talking to world leaders or something like that, you know, that is a big spectrum. And Trump's able to navigate that, and he's able to show that, and has been. And so that's why I think, all this to say, that these lines, these multiple lines of attacks, are in so many ways backfiring conceptually with the voters. The voters aren't sitting there going, well, you know, he's a bad guy, and he's done bad things, and he deserves to be convicted, and all this kind of stuff. There are some people out there who feel like that, I'm sure. But the majority of the voters, I think, again, perceive this in a very, very different way, to be sure. So, Nikki Haley, again, vowing to stay in the race. And when we come back, we'll hear some of these audio quotes I was mentioning earlier. And, of course, Trump. And then he's got Vivek Ramaswamy, who came up and said a few words. In fact, Donald Trump didn't say an awful lot at his acceptance speech. Didn't seem like he had anything, you know, prepared per se, or canned, as the case may be. But he did have others speak, and we'll hear a little bit of that when we come back. But for Joe Biden, by the way, you know, things I think are starting to get a little bit worse. In fact, there's a former Clinton advisor who's now saying that Joe Biden is risking World War III, and all of this has to do with Iran, our treatment of Iran. And folks, the world is catching on fire. That's why this election is so important, that we just can't sit down with this whole thing. We've got to stand up and do something. All right, folks, stay right there. Kyle Warren with you as we continue through this. Stay right there.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You USA News Update. Seven people were found shot to death in two homes in the Chicago suburb of Joliet, Illinois. The suspect, Romeo Nance, died of what is believed to have been a self-inflicted gunshot wound. We finally have the names of the two Navy SEALs who the U.S. Navy declared dead after they went missing while conducting an operation on January 11th off the coast of Somalia. Navy Special Warfare Operator First Class Christopher Chambers, who was 37, and Navy Special Warfare Operator Second Class Nathan Gage Ingram, who was 27. The New Hampshire primary going on today to decide the GOP candidate for president. Experts saying that former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley needs to beat former President Donald Trump by at least double digit. The Senate working to gain more support for a deal on border policy, and a Corey Myers, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Wednesday edition is moving right along, folks, and we have a lot more to tell you about as we head through this hour number one of the program. Kyle Warren with you, 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program this morning. You can also head over to kylewarrenshow.com. That's my home website, kylewarrenshow.com. If you'd like to send us a direct message this morning, and definitely we want to hear from you. And so once again, as I mentioned, we're going to hear a little bit from Donald Trump, President Trump. We'll hear a little bit from Nikki Haley, and we'll hear a little bit from Vivek Ramaswamy from some of the comments, of course, following Donald Trump's win. And again, really, you know, coming in at about 55% to Haley's 43%. So it's still quite a win, you know, and definitely that kind of point spread would definitely even if it wasn't Donald Trump, whomever would have gotten that kind of percentage and that kind of point spread here, I think would be in the catbird seat. That's for sure. All right, so let's listen into some of the things Donald Trump had to say, and we'll go from there. Here's President Trump.
Well, I want to thank everybody. This is a fantastic state. This is a great, great state. You know, we won New Hampshire three times now. Three. win it every time. We win the primary, we win the generals, we've won it, and it's a very, very special place to me. It's very important. If you remember, in 2016, we came here and we needed that win, and we won by 21 points, and it was great. And today, I have to tell you, it was very interesting because I said, wow, what a great victory. But then somebody ran up to the stage all dressed up nicely when it was at 7. But now I just walked up and it's at 14. But she ran up when it was 7. And, you know, we have to do what's good for our party. And she was up and I said, wow, she's doing... like a speech, like she won. She didn't win, she lost. And you know, last week we had a little bit of a problem. And if you remember, Ron was very upset because she ran up and she pretended she won Iowa. And I looked around, I said, didn't she come in third? Yeah, she came in third. And then I looked at the polls. She was talking about most winnability, who's going to win. And I had one put up. I don't know if you see it, but I have one put up. We've won almost every single poll in the last 3 months against Crooked Joe Biden. Almost every poll. And she doesn't win those polls. And she doesn't win those. This is not your typical victory speech, but let's not have somebody take a victory when she had a very bad night. She had a very bad night.
So there you have Donald Trump, of course. Yes. She didn't have she had a very bad night, obviously, but there is really only two people in this race. So it was not a total surprise as to what exactly happened there, obviously. But, of course, Donald Trump using a lot of humor here and definitely using humor like that can be very, very incisive. And I do think, though, that there is, I don't want to say concern, or like dire concern, I think, within the Trump campaign, but they are not necessarily just dismissing Nikki Haley because they know that they have to get a lot of those very same voters who either voted for Nikki Haley because they are very supportive, you know, a direct, you know, supportive vote for Nikki Haley, or a vote against Donald Trump. So they're not going, that's not lost on them. And it's not lost on us either. We know that they definitely have to take those kinds of things into consideration. If they don't, they do that at their peril, obviously. Okay, so let's listen in here a little bit to Nikki Haley. And again, she also has to try to make the best spin on this as well. And so her strategy, I think the only one that's really open to her right now is, well, you know, they expect us to do not so well, but here we come in with these kind of percentage numbers. We've gone up. We're making progress. In other words, trying to show you're playing the long game. But what we need to be playing in terms of the long game is looking ahead to the general election because it's going to be formidable. The Democrats are already out there essentially hammering on their other main topic that they're going to use in addition to saving our democracy, which we haven't heard a whole lot more about just recently. But, you know, that's only because there's been a short respite, I think, because of the New Hampshire primary and trying to keep Joe Biden kind of out of things until it was over, obviously. But one of their main things is we're saving your democracy because only we can do it. We are the anointed chosen ones to do it. And then also, of course, there has to do with abortion. And so there's with the anniversary of Roe v. Wade, the original decision that became a big news item and a big cause celebre for the Democrats, even Kamala Harris making the speech and everybody sort of out there touting this whole thing. And by the way, I'll just say this real quick. You know, the Supreme Court decision on Roe v. Wade sent this back to the states. And the states have the ability to pass their own laws about this. But also, where is the national movement to create, say, for example, a constitutional amendment about abortion? And I'm sure that there are those who are trying to work for that kind of thing. But what I mean to say is that they're trying to frame the abortion issue again as a campaign issue. that somehow if you elect these people, the Republicans or Donald Trump or whatever, that you'll never have abortions again. This is the scare tactic, right? But what they could be doing if they were smart, which I don't know if they really are, but you know, you get my drift, they would actually be working within the system in order to make some change. But they don't really even want to do that, I think. I think ultimately they would if they could, but they simply want to use that kind of scare tactic. It's real similar to the border is open, and or, you know, the border is a problem. You're concerned about the border? Well, you need to be concerned about the Republicans, because the president sent a bill to the Hill the first thing back in 2021, and these Republicans, they won't sign it, and or they won't process it. They won't vote on it. They won't approve it. But, of course, it included, you know, not amnesty per se, but citizenship, path to citizenship, all the kinds of stuff that they know the Republicans are not going to vote for. But then you say, well, look, years ago I sent them this bill. They've still been sitting on the thing, and they're not doing anything. It's these Republicans that are creating this border crisis because the border is broken, or the immigration system is broken. That's also another misnomer. It's not broken. The Joe Biden administration is actively trying to not enforce it. I mean, there's a difference. And see, oh, yeah, well, we're not going to enforce it on purpose and then say it's broken. That's why we need reform. That's why, you know, if we just had some reform, and if Republicans would help us reform this broken system, everything would be better. All right. Let's listen to Nikki Haley. Here we go.
I want to congratulate Donald Trump on his victory tonight. He earned it, and I want to acknowledge that. Now, you've all heard the chatter among the political class. They're falling all over themselves, saying this race is over.
It's not over!
Well, I have news for all of them. New Hampshire is first in the nation. It is not the last in the nation. This race is far from over. There are dozens of states left to go.
Okay, so there's Nikki Haley. Dozens of states left to go. And but here's the thing, though. Can you demonstrate the pathway? And I'm not trying to be mean necessarily. I'm really not trying to be mean to Nikki Haley. I'm simply saying, is there a real path based on what we are projecting right now? And we may just have to go through these primary elections, and that will ultimately answer the question. But I think that she would be hard-pressed to map out the path right now. You know, well, you could say, well, if Donald Trump is convicted, then maybe this and maybe that, you know, but those are a lot of maybe, maybe, maybes, right? But right now, what is the path for Nikki Haley? Does she really have that? I think that's a central question. So it ceases to be a story about, well, we've come so far, but now the story really has to change as if you're the candidate, and you have to be able to say, and here's where we can go, and this is how we get there. I think that's really important. All right, folks, stay right there. Kyle Warren with you. We are going to continue right after this short break. The hour number one of the program continues on, and we're coming right back.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
The overnight airwaves. Kyle Warren with you. And we're glad that you're there. Glad to be here, everybody. And the New Hampshire primary now is in the rear view mirror. But I think lots and lots of ramifications, as we'll continue to talk about here, of course, throughout the morning. We're going to talk about some of the other big stories that we have for you, especially when we come back next hour after your top of the hour news. But right now, of course, we're going to get ready to take a look at some of the national weather scene. There's a lot of fog, by the way, dense fog advisory out there for a large, large part of the country. We'll tell you where. We've also got basically a wall of rain coming down the Pacific Northwest, the coastline there, especially, and that's what Richard the Marine was telling us earlier today from his vantage point on the central coast of Oregon. But, of course, first we're going to start off with our song for the hour number one of the morning. And this one comes from a great band that I've liked for a very, very long time. And it's a great song, and I don't think we've ever played this one. But let's play it. This is 38 Special and a great song called Somebody Like You.
special. I couldn't walk away from you if I tried. Darling, I wanna be near you. If only you feel like I do. I must have had it wrong. I should have known. Nobody like you could break my heart. Somebody like you could tear my
Special. One of the things about 38 Special that I always thought was special was, number one, they had two drummers, right? And then also their guitar sounds. And just the way they put them all together was really something. I mean, just orchestrated these guitars together in such a really killer way, I think. And so there's 38 Special, and we've heard from them here on the program before. Even last week, I think we had one of their songs on as well. And so I got to tell you, you're going to hear more great music as we move forward with this program. And next hour, we've got a really great one next hour, and I think you're going to love it. All right, so let's take a look at what's happening weather-wise. As I said, a very large part of our country this morning has lots of dense fog advisories going on. This is going to be start up in Washington. We'll talk about precipitation here in a minute. But up in Washington, we've got in the Yakima area down towards Walla Walla, in that area there, we've got the dense fog advisory. Boise, Idaho, Twin Falls, Idaho Falls, sort of going around in a curve there. You've got dense fog advisory. Also up in northern Montana, dense fog advisory in South Dakota. Also, we've got fog in North Dakota as well, kind of going down the central parts of those two states. Now, it's easier just to tell you the state names where this dense fog advisory is happening. Pretty much the entire state of Nebraska, the entire state of Kansas, Oklahoma, most of north and west and eastern Texas covered by this dense fog advisory, the state of Missouri, the state of Illinois, most of southern Wisconsin, and much of mid to southern Michigan. Not really the thumb area, but just south of what they would call the mitt, basically, down through Kalamazoo. And then, of course, we've got all kinds of rain happening as well. So we'll talk first off the wall of rain that is coming down the Pacific Northwest coast this morning. This is just off the coast. So right now, folks, for example, in Seattle, Listener Joan, there looks like they're not getting anything, at least what we can see on the radar map right now. But our friends in Portland, the rain is creeping up on you. It's already covering Interstate 5 south of Portland, down through Eugene, Roseburg, down towards Medford as well. And, of course, Richard the Marine is lost somewhere in this massive amount of rain on the radar map. So once again, batten down the hatches, Richard the Marine. We want you to be safe. And then, of course, coming down into Northern California, Interstate 5 through Redding, all the way down to Sacramento through the Bay Area, San Francisco right now. That's where we're seeing that precipitation. Then we've got rain in southern New Mexico. This is going to be going down Interstate 25, down through Socorro, down towards a place called Truth. or consequences, by the way. So that's looking good. Just sort of scattered rain right now, light rain, that's sort of circling around Roswell, New Mexico. And I don't know, look up, see if anything else is circling around Roswell, New Mexico. If it is, be kind, be nice. Remember, it's all about interstellar amity and trying to prevent let's not have another war start up somewhere because of some misunderstanding with alien spacecraft. But at any rate, folks, Houston, Texas, lots of rain, lots of lightning. Rain extends up south of Dallas. If you're in Tyler, Texas, it's lots of rain right now, too. But if you're coming across I-20, coming out of Dallas, you're definitely going to be in it as you head over towards, say, for example, Monroe, Mississippi, or Monroe, Louisiana, I believe. And then over towards north of that, up through Memphis, Tennessee, up through Jackson, Tennessee. Up into Hopkinsville, Kentucky, and then on up through Dayton, Ohio. And then north of St. Charles, Missouri, this is all going to turn into rain mixed with snow up to Chicago and Fort Wayne, Indiana. So that's what we're seeing right now. And then over on the East Coast, looks like we got some rain mixed with snow that's right around the Boston area. And then Albany, New York, same story there. Bridgeport, Connecticut, same story. Allentown, PA, that's the same story there. Trenton, New Jersey, you get the idea right now. That's just kind of in the area. And then, of course, looks like some snow going through large parts of New Hampshire tonight as well up into Vermont. So definitely be aware of that as the candidates now head out of New Hampshire and head on out to the next parts of the campaign. So we got about 5 weeks, by the way, until South Carolina. So that's 5 weeks for Nikki Haley to try to make her her case. And the polls, though, I think, are very much in Trump's favor for South Carolina. So we will see. We will see. But the calls for unity, are going to increase, by the way. Oh, and one other thing, real quick, rounding out some of our precipitation here. Logan, Utah, if you're coming down Interstate 15 out of Idaho, coming down towards Salt Lake City, you got a lot of rain mixed with snow and some snow scattered around Salt Lake City tonight. So, again, be careful out there, folks. We want you to get there in one piece. And talk about getting there in one piece. We're going to come right back after the top of the hour news. And we'll come back in one piece. So I tell you what, we're going to continue this roller coaster ride tonight. So get some snacks, get some coffee, get something. And we will regroup after the top of the hour. Kyle Warren with you. Stay right there.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.